there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Bex.
Okay, we got a lot of emails about this. This is a representative email from Bex. Okay. Says, hi guys, I'd love to hear what you have to say about LSAC's new pilot program for law school prep college courses versus taking the LSAT, pros, cons, etc. I thought your listeners might be interested to know as well, since the program drops this fall. You can read the article here. And the first thing that I want to say about this, I manage our email queue for both shows now.
Yeah.
And even sometimes our teachers are guilty of this, or our staff are guilty of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Read the fucking article.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, peek behind the curtain of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
The people who write the headlines are not the people who write the article.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, the headline writers, seems like in many cases, didn't read the article either.
Mm.
They're looking for clicks. They're looking for the most dramatic possible heading that they can put on the story.
Yeah.
And I've read several stories about this program, and I do have thoughts about this program. Mm-hmm. But the first thought that I want to give to Bex and to all of our listeners and just everybody, y'all have to start reading the actual articles, because the headlines do not, they sometimes, so this is a perfect example. The headline says, legal coursework for undergraduates might replace LSAT, says law school admission council.
Yeah, you hear that, you're like, whoa, the LSAT's going?
And it, okay.
It's according to LSAC? Wow.
Well, yeah, says law school admission council, legal coursework for undergraduates might replace LSAT. Well, there's a bit of a, there's an LSAT lesson in here, which is might.
Mm-hmm.
What does might mean?
What is actually being said here, right? Not much.
Might doesn't mean jack shit, right? Like, there's the old Wayne's World thing about, and monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, well, anything might happen. Mm-hmm. So that it's almost like it's completely devoid of meaning, right?
Yeah.
But I think this headline doesn't even accurately represent what law school admission council said.
Mm-hmm.
What, can you imagine the law school admission council saying that this thing might replace the LSAT?
a test that, by the way, they have continually defended as being relatively good at predicting first year success. So,
including in this article, actual article says in a news release, the LSAC asserted that the LSAT is the single best predictor of law school success across all demographic groups. According to Griffith, Griffith was, I believe, an ABA person. Yes, this is LSAC's. Oh, no, it's LSAC. Sorry. Griffith, LSAC's vice president for product development and business intelligence. According to Griffith, the LSAT and this new undergraduate program will complement each other. And it's possible that some students will do both.
It's
and
then possible that some will do both. But right. The vast, vast majority will do the LSAT.
Yeah. Here's the money quote at the end of it. We understand that the LSAT is a great pathway for many individuals, but we also understand this might be an alternative pathway to develop skills and support systems.
Not to get into law school.
Right. she did not say what the headline says she said.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way.
Replace the LSAT. Wow, that's a different word. Yeah.
There's no fucking way that the law school admission council thinks that this is going to replace the LSAT. Here's what's actually happening. There is a new offering to help prepare people for law school.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pilot it at 3 schools starting this fall. So if you're a student this fall at Cornell, Northeastern, or University of Maryland Eastern Shore,
mm-hmm.
3 schools out of however many hundreds there are in the United States.
Yep.
If you are an undergrad at those schools, then you could take some courses in this new, what are we calling it? Legal education program.
Okay. Yep.
But I mean, they're going to study the validity and reliability for law school admissions. of this thing. And when you read, you know, by the way, great, cool. Prepare by all means, prepare people more for law school, specifically prepare them for law school. Great. Fine. Love it. Let's see how this does, you know, predicting 1L grades. I'll be shocked if it does a better job of predicting 1L grades, though, than your just overall undergraduate GPA.
Yeah. They're going to have like perfect grades here and not in the rest of their classes. And somehow that's going to be okay. Like it just.
Yeah. And I'll also be shocked if it does a better job of predicting 1L performance than the LSAT does.
But hey, if it does, wow, that's great. Awesome.
Well, yeah. And it
that's the whole point of pilot programs and studies.
Yep. It also, I don't think it can possibly hurt the predictive value, right?
Sure. So you could add to it, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, I think really best case for this program is that it's going to supplement law school admissions. Oh, you did that pilot program? Oh, good. We can see how you did in that pilot program. We can see how you did in this program of undergrad legal education or legal education prep, whatever. Oh, that plus your LSAT, plus your undergraduate GPA. Oh, okay. That gives us a better picture. I can certainly see that being the case. I mean, here's the other thing, okay? The LSAC does not determine whether the LSAT is required for law school admissions. Yeah. That's the American Bar Association.
Yeah.
We have a quote here from Bill Adams, ABA Managing Director of Accreditation and Legal Education, who told the ABA Journal, "The role of the council in the context of this program would be to determine at some point how the program complies with Section 503, which requires that all schools use a valid and reliable examination to assess candidates for admission."
Jeez Louise, like, think about this. The kids who use this program would have to then apply to law school, and then we'd have to see how they do. Right? I mean, how else do you determine whether it's a valid?
Right. So this is no news for anybody in the next like 5 years. I mean,
at least
that's not true. If you are an undergrad right now at one of these three schools, then, you know, you could at least be registering for these classes if you wanted. Again, Cornell, Northeastern, and University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. You know, by the way, this fall, I mean, if you're at one of these schools, let us know how the program goes. We'd love to hear. I'm sure we will start getting emails from people who take this program.
Value I see coming out of this is people taking these classes and being like, maybe I don't want to go to law school. Or, yeah, this stuff seems interesting. It's kind of what I thought it would be. Maybe I do want to go to law school.
Yeah.
I don't see a whole lot coming out of this. Yeah. Ever. I bet we never hear about it again. It's like the, you know, the games, they're going away. We're not going to see the games anymore. What? Have we heard anything about
that? They made count for more since that happened.
Yeah.
They're going to go away. We're going to study that. Logic games. They're going away.
They use the same kind of language. They're like, someday, right? We are going
to. Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to just slip in there that they count more now than they used to. Because we dropped one of the sections of logical reasoning without comment, but nobody objected apparently. So anyway, you know, pilots, Ben, like it's like pilot television shows.
Sure.
Most pilots remain pilots forever because they stopped making them. They didn't make any more of them. So, you know, I wish them success on this pilot program. But that headline, I mean, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just this like wildly speculative, you know, like when would it been if it were going to replace the LSAT? How long would that whole process take?
Like you said, at least 5 years. Because even like, okay, you proved that it's valid and reliable. But now it's like, well, is it valid and reliable and better than the LSAT?
Right.
I mean, there's just like.
Well, will U.S. News start ignoring the LSAT? Because if U.S. News doesn't start ignoring the LSAT, then the law schools are not going to start ignoring the LSAT.
And we have the GRE already in play. So it's like.
Well, that was going to replace the LSAT as well.
Yeah.
Right. Those headlines have been around for years now already. And it's like right now, the GRE is not a valid path to law school in most cases. Mm-mm. I mean, it doesn't work that way. Okay. Anyway, want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Yep. Email daily@lsidedemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.